This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A security leak by the Secretary of State office should not shake voter confidence, officials say. Partial passwords for voting machines appeared on a hidden spreadsheet online. Secretary of State Janet Griswold.
We do not think there is immediate security threat to Colorado elections, in part because partial passwords don't get you anywhere. Two unique passwords are needed for every election equipment component. Physical access is needed. And under Colorado law, voting equipment is stored in secure rooms that require secure ID badges. There's 24/7 video cameras. There's restricted access to the secure ballot areas, strict chain of custody, and it's a felony to access voting equipment without authorization.
Montrose County Clerk Tressa Gines has expressed frustration with Griswold's response to the leak, but also believes that there is no immediate security concern.
My concern is that this information, when it got out to the voters, that it would diminish their confidence in the integrity of the election system.
The employee that put the passwords online is no longer working for the state. Griswold believes the leak was a mistake, but an independent investigation continues. The Denver Film Festival opens Friday and runs until November 10th. This year's festival includes 185 titles that will screen across the city. Some special screening locations include the Botanic Gardens, the Museum of Nature and Science, and the Ellie Calkins Opera House. For more news, visit CPR.org. This is CPR News.